My name is Peter Vulo. I think Buffalo needs people to believe in Buffalo. You know, we need big ideas, people willing to explore the realities of making those ideas come true, you know. And I think we have a lot of those things now.
It's the end of a decade, and a lot has changed. When peering at the years to come, WBFO asked several Western New Yorkers a simple question. What does Buffalo need?
I think Buffalo needs...
Sometimes you can think and you got a whole long list of things.
What does Buffalo need?
It all depends on who you ask. Denise Barr, resident of the Fruit Belt, had this to say.
Buffalo needs to invest in its own communities rather than putting all of its money into the pretty and the shiny. Look back at the people that have really taken care of this community, this Fruit Belt community, and invested in it, to go back and invest in the community with those people.
Taking ownership of the community you live in was heard by several people, including Push Buffalo organizer John Washington and Public Accountability Senior Research Analyst Initiative Rob Galbraith.
Buffalo needs the city of Buffalo to make all of its vacant land available to people in the community. It needs the banking community to take the money that is extracted for the past 60 years and invest it in helping people in the community build wealth and have safe, affordable housing.
Buffalo needs to stop treating housing as a commodity and needs to start treating it as something that is guaranteed to everybody that wants to live here.
Erie County legislator Joseph Larigo wants to look at Buffalo as a wider entity.
Right now, what Buffalo needs is a better understanding between all of the, you know, different sectors of our community, whether it's, you know, the urban core, the suburbs, and the more rural areas. Because we're all, you know, one Buffalo. We're all one Western New York community. As the city goes, the county goes. And as the county goes, the city goes.
Erie County Health Commissioner Gail Burstein would like to see a more robust transportation system.
Other cities are more walkable. You can get everywhere by taking the train. You don't need a car. You know, they really try to be greener. In Buffalo, there's a very limited public transportation system. You know, some of our patients, I mean, can't get jobs because they can't travel, or they can't go to healthcare visits because they can't travel from where they live to a different suburb. And so, that's a big challenge.
I think Buffalo needs greater access to medical expertise related to Down syndrome.
Matt Lasher is co-founder of 21 Connect, a nonprofit based in Buffalo focused on educating the community about individuals with Down syndrome.
Right now, because there's no expertise in the area, many families have to travel outside of Buffalo to get the expertise that they need. So that means they're traveling to Boston or Rochester or Pittsburgh or Colorado to get the resources related to Down syndrome. And not everybody has that ability, so I want to give that to the community.
And for a city filled with so many talented artists, John Baker of the Western New York Urban Arts Collective would like to see more historical recognition.
I would like to see more places that artists can go that's collecting the work and the history of the artists here. I think that's an area that's very lacking in our community right now.
Buffalo Game Space Board of Directors Vice President Chris Langford, unsurprisingly, would like to see more locally made games.
We do what we can to kind of showcase the stuff that's already getting made in Western New York, because there's a lot of people here that are actually doing this that I don't think get nearly the enough exposure. I think more places, you know, more barcades, more, arcades or gaming areas where people can actually check this stuff out and where people can show off the things that they make.
Whatever change the new decade may bring, everyone asked what Buffalo needs wants to do it together.
I think sometimes people are scared of change, and I think we need to try to alleviate that fear, you know, and say there are big things in our horizon and we have to make them happen, you know, and everything's going to be okay and, you know, be in it together. Because I love Buffalo, you know, there's, you know, my whole life is here, so I, you know, and I just want to see it grow and you know, continue to be the special place that it is to me, you know, and I just want everyone to sort of have that experience.